I'm Gene DeLisio with a Cloverbell Conference sports update for Wednesday, April 9th from WOSQFM.com. High school baseball scores on Tuesday involving Cloverbelt schools. Spencer blanked Thorpe Owenwithie 12-0. Tyler Peterson earned the win as he threw five innings, allowed no runs on one hit, did not walk a man, and struck out 13. Zach Rayborn doubled and drove in three runs for Spencer, and Dalton Post had two singles and a run batted in for the Rockets. Gilman beat Greenwood 8-4. Nielsville-Granton lost to Bangor 11-1. Stanley Boyd got by McDonald 7-6, and Cadott beat Elmwood 16-6. Softball scores on Tuesday. The Columbus Dons lost to Almond Bancroft 15-0. Owenwithie lost to Alma Center Lincoln 16-5. Nielsville-Granton down Bangor 7-2. Thorpe shut out Shell Lake 10-0. And Cadott turned back Cameron 6-4. We have the latest list of high school basketball coaches and their win totals, courtesy of Wisconsin Sports Network. Number one on that list statewide remains Jerry Pettigrew, the longtime Cuba City coach who has 1,027 career wins. Former Regis and Cadott coach Bill Ullman ranked number nine on that list at 590. Former Osseo Fairchild and McDonald coach Harold Mulhern, number 10, at 568. Longtime Thorpe High School basketball coach Jack Tetzner, number 21 in the state, at 525. Longtime Randolph coach Bob Heafley, who began his coaching career at Gilman a number of years ago, ranked number 27 at 512. And current Columbus Dons basketball coach Joe Konieczny, now number 58 on that list, at 419 career wins. Speaking of basketball, the Loyal High School boys basketball team had good success this season, finishing 19-8, and that equals the Greyhounds' record for most wins in one season. They also won 19 ball games in both 1968 and 1969. So this great success means a lot to Loyal basketball coach Brandon DeSmet.
Well, that's a credit to the people that have come before these players, because it takes seniors that have come and gone through the program that want it to be better for those after them. And whether or not they were winning or losing games, we had guys that constantly, you know, wanted to play the game the right way, fundamentally sound. They wanted to play and guard as best they could. And that kind of stuff gets passed down, and they built a really good foundation that for when you have some really athletic players and some talent and some opportunities, that they can build upon a great foundation. And so I'd credit so many of those guys and seniors that have come before these guys now that are playing that when I first started. And hopefully, you know, that the guys appreciate that, you know, the work that they're putting in themselves now is gathering respect, and they deserve that.
Loyal High School boys basketball coach Brandon DeSmet. That is our Cloverbelt Conference sports update for Wednesday, April 9th. I'm Gene DeLisio reporting for WOSQFM.com.